Didn't Clinton's Wikipedia just get scrubbed?
Yeah.
Literally last month.
Did you see what I made about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a little bit more to it, but it was so weird to, I was filming a documentary about this whole thing. And then I pull up Bill Clinton's Wikipedia page because I'm trying to figure out how many times he flew on the plane or visited the island. And the entire, every mention of Jeffrey Epstein is suddenly gone from his Wikipedia page. So I went to the Wayback Machine, which is like it archives websites. And you know this, but they might not. And so it archives the history of websites. And I start going backwards in time. And it turns out that just like a month or like last month, suddenly all like 30-something references to Jeffrey Epstein got taken off. And what actually wound up happening is I went and looked up the editor that had edited the page and what they did.
Oh, you can see the editor.
Yeah, so Wikipedia is interesting because you can actually track every edit that's ever been made and you can track who edited it and then you can look at what other edits they've done and it was a really interesting dig. He's like, and that's where it's like, I found a super editor where every day, all day, all he's doing is editing. That's like, and it's all on these certain pages, like a bunch on Cale Starner, or however you pronounce the PM of the British guy, a bunch on, like he did some on Diddy's page, and most of them are kind of like unimportant, just kind of like, but the Bill Clinton one, what they did is they made a separate page called Bill Clinton's Connections to Jeffrey Epstein or whatever, and they moved all of the references over onto that page. So it's like, look, we didn't delete it. We just moved it over. We separated it because it's more organized. It's better, right? Huh. But then it's like, okay, so why the isn't there a link to that page on Bill Clinton's page?
Right.
Because like, let's rewind for a sec. Like, let's hold the phone because no one ever stops for enough time to realize that we like stop and think the United States of America's president from what, 1992 till 2000, that is 8 years. The president of the United States of America was actively blackmailed, sexually blackmailed by a foreign nation. And their spy, Jeffrey Epstein, was visiting the White House with women like 17 times or something officially. And then he's flying to this island and probably kids on camera. Like, sorry, you're going to have to do a lot of censoring here.
It's all good.
But like, that's the president of the United States of America. And he was overseeing some of the most important like peace talks. And like the Oslo Accords were massively important. And that was when the Oslo Accords, that's like the most recent sort of like, it was when Yasser Arafat and whoever was in, it might've been Bibi actually, whoever was in charge of Israel at the time, like peace talks to sort of determine the path forwards for the West Bank and Gaza and the settlements and the borders. It's like, that was a critical time for Israel's negotiations for what's going to happen going forwards.
Mm.
Right. That's the most famous photo, like, you know, the last 20 years in terms of that.
Right.
And Bill Clinton oversaw that.
Right. I remember this.
And Monica Lewinsky.
You got me in so much trouble with this one.
Dude.
I had my two CIA guys in here debating, and I brought up the Monica Lewinsky conspiracy, and they were like, Jesus Christ, Danny, you've been watching too much internet.
Yep.
You've been spending too much time on X with Ian Carroll.
All I'm saying is that this guy is actively blackmailed by an Israeli sexual blackmail ring. And suddenly, we have a leak that... And so the leak was that this Jewish woman has this sexual relationship with him. But then it turns out that actually there were allegations. I forget the exact words. I was just
because she was Jewish doesn't mean she was
it
fucking
does not.
Massage.
It certainly does not. It's just a coincidence that as he's like, so if imagine if you are Jeffrey Epstein, right? Your goal is to have all this information hanging over Bill Clinton's head so you can leverage him. That's the whole point of a sexual blackmail operation. And so if he's doing something that you don't like, or if something important is coming up and he's not going the way you want, how do you control him? You either like think it through. You have to leak something. You have to show him that you mean business, right? Because otherwise your whole blackmail operation means nothing. If you don't actually force him to do what you want him to do when he's not going to do what you want him to do, you aren't blackmailing him. You have no power over him. And so if Bill Clinton is not going the way you want with the Oslo Accords or whatever it is, what we would see as the public is we would see a partial release of something that is partial sexual blackmail, like the Monica Lewinsky scandal. That's exactly the kind of thing, because it's not a career ending thing. It's not the kind of thing that is going to like totally blow the whole presidency up, but it's enough to be like, because he knows what else they have, right? And it turns out that there was like 30 hours of phone sex tapes that allegedly like someone had that didn't get released or something.
With him and Monica?
Yeah, exactly. And so there was, so essentially there's like, this woman just happens to have all this like recorded, and there's this whole scandal, and Whitney Webb goes into it in her book in a really good way. But basically, like, then it turned out that, like, oh no, maybe someone had bugged the White House, like Jeffrey. And so it's like, whoa, like these things all overlap where, like, if Jeffrey Epstein was sexually blackmailing Bill Clinton, that's the exact kind of thing you would leak to sort of fire a warning shot over his bow. And it's not so bad that it's going to end his career.
Is the idea that this has something to do with Pollard?
Like, well, Pollard was also during that time, as they were trying to pressure Bill Clinton to pardon Jonathan Pollard,
right?
And he ended up not doing it.
You found something. This is the Times of Israel. Netanyahu said to have offered Lewinsky tapes for Pollard.
Bingo.
What is the Times of Israel? Is that a legit website?
Yeah, it's literally a Zionist. It's one of the best websites for me to reference.
Zoom because, in a little all right, bit. Folks, it's like crazy a Zionist stuff. I'm going to go straight into your calls. We'll pull out of the clip. You can watch the rest. Ian Carroll's a genius. I highly recommend you follow him on X, YouTube, wherever he is. He's probably not even on YouTube anymore. Maybe he is. Surprised he's not banned yet if he isn't. But follow him on X. Brilliant man. He's been blowing up. We've had him on the American Journal. I hope that he comes in studio and Alex Jones has him on. I think Alex does want to have him. So maybe the crew can reach out to him and try to book that. But let's go to your calls. Dave in Arizona. Dave, you've been waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Appreciate the opportunity, Chase.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is a difficult subject for me. I've unfortunately lost contact with both my daughters, ages 20 and 24. My relationship with my mother is pretty strained as well because I support President Trump. And bigger than that, because I support we the people and our rights to have our votes and our voices counted. But we know that that's the nihilist Marxist way, right? They take everything and they twist it around. They've changed the meanings of words. You know, now we talk about illegal immigrants. We call them migrants. Mm-hmm. We talk about child's sex trafficking, when in fact a child could never consent. It's rape. It's violent rape of people. And sometimes those people are 20, 25 years old, but their indebted servitude suffers, right? I mean, they got a $30,000 debt over their head. They can't say no.
Yeah.
Well, not sex slaves. They're caught in the rape culture of the United States.
Yes.
It's not sex. They can never consent, right?
Right.
So it's, I mean, it's, like I said, it's the toughest thing. I haven't talked to either of my daughters in over 2 years. My 16-year-old moved out in 2020, the day after the election. She said, "Your guy lost, so you'll be unbearable." So she moved out.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Again, it everything is turned around. But you know what? We press forward. PCs, Jesse and I go to tons of political things. We're very active here. We're trying to teach the county of Maricopa how to can count so we can take our elections back. So we'll sacrifice everything, and I mean everything, for our republic, even for the people that don't respect us enough to value the decisions we make on their behalf.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you. I appreciate your hard work, and I'm sorry that you've had that experience. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, what's on your mind?
Yeah, sir. I've told you before on your show, my mother hates me because of my political views for Trump, but what she really hates is that I've called into Alex Jones and the Infowars podcast over 400 times. And it's kind of like that song, Pink Floyd song that says, "I bought a guitar to punish my ma," but I call Alex Jones to punish my mom because she hates Alex Jones. And she also demanded that I take down the picture I have with Owen to stop the steal. And I said, "Hell no, I'm not taking it down. I'm going to put up more."
Amen, man. Well, I'm glad you got to get a photograph with Owen there. That's awesome. What else is on your mind? Think we're going to win in November?
I was thinking about those. What I really want to talk about was these migrant gangs. Not American citizens and even other gangs are being set up here and provoked. Anybody that defends themselves in that complex, they're going to prison, and the gang member is going to walk.
Yeah. It's absolutely crazy, and they try to act like nothing was happening. Then we had reports this week that this gang was being arrested for murders, and they'd been released, and that they didn't show up to their hearings when they were captured at the border. They were just released into the country. I mean, the evidence is just abundantly obvious that we are the victims of an invasion that is sponsored by our own government, and any denial that this is occurring is just an attempt to gaslight the American people. I don't understand why these people won't wake up, Bart. Well, what's going on?
This has been done by design, but if the police don't do anything, the citizens must stand up, and it's not violence if it's self-defense.
Well, Bart, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, and I love you. Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Trump rally that was in Wisconsin yesterday in Mosinee, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of in a sacred, interesting spot of Wisconsin in the middle of nowhere. Are you familiar with 4590 points?
Mm-mm.
So there are these points on the globe called 4590, and they're called like the corners of the globe, where there's you're at the 45th parallel and 90 longitude.
Okay.
And two of them are in the ocean. One of them is in the mountainous region of China, and the other one is in Wisconsin, and is right next to where Trump spoke. So it's kind of like the middle of the west northwestern hemisphere, if you can imagine it.
Okay. So and, are you saying that we should build a pyramid there that points straight up?
Well, right next door, there's a town called Rothschild, founded by the Rothschilds.
There you go.
And in Revelation 7:1, it talks about angels speaking on each corner of the earth. So I thought it was weird Trump is picking these type of significant occult locations, kind of like a wink and a nod, you know, before he spoke at in Racine, Wisconsin, which, as you were talking about with the pyramids, some people say is where the Gates of Osiris is, those people who believe that.
I tell you what, I know a woman from Racine, Wisconsin, and I would not be surprised if that town is the Gate of Hell.
It is a very weird place. It is a very weird place down there, you know? And I just thought it was weird that he was speaking in that location out of all the places to choose in Wisconsin. Yeah, it's in the heartland of Wisconsin, but like I said, it
was
kind of...
Well, so you think he was choosing it because it's got some astrological power? Is that what you're implying?
It more kind of makes me it more makes me think about like how Trump is way more smart and knowledgeable than he puts off about all the conspiracy and out there wild stuff.
Yeah, well, I've started to pick up on that too with some of his posts on Truth Social, and I don't want to get into it on this network on the air. I'm happy to talk to you about it one-on-one, but if you really pay close attention, you see that there's some stuff that comes from Trump that is definitely more meaningful than initially meets the eye. Jack, thank you so much for your call. Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, what's up?
Hello, Chase. Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Excellent. Chase, we're calling you on the War Loomer Fan Club live stream right now. This
okay.
is Bill. I'm in Wisconsin. I run it from Laura.
Great.
And what I wanted to do is talk about a story. Thank you with this other Wisconsin caller back to back. Also, in Wisconsin, Chase, where we're based, on the, let me pull it up, I'm on my live right now, the Loomer Fan Club writer, Deb, who contributes to the Loomer Fan Club, wrote a story about the Wisconsin controversial radical leftist, Kirk Banksbed, owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, has organized a 12-city get-out-the-vote tour starting September 10th, Tuesday, to recruit volunteers to help Harris Walls get elected. The tour is coinciding with the release of this seasonal Feist beer they call Antifa Oktoberfest. Fist, okay? Mm-hmm. So let me pull this down and just throw it back to you here real quick. And I'm running this. This is really cool that we're doing this. So I'm kind of new at this, so bear with me.
That's okay.
That's what we're wanting to talk about. So I don't know how much you want me to talk to you, but what Laura then, she took the article, and you go to Laura's Twitter, and you're going to see the exclusive Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz presidential campaigns partner with pro-Antifa brewery to raise funds for pro-Kamala Harris billboard campaign and volunteer recruitment in Wisconsin.
Well, maybe that's why they bailed them all out, because they just wanted to recruit them all for their campaign.
Yeah, and here's to kind of make a long story short, but this is this Kirk Banksbed. This guy is connected to Planned Parenthood, Citizen Action of Wisconsin, and the Democrats, and Mark
and,
Elias.
And Satan. Don't forget Satan.
Mark Elias. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, we know that all these organizations are all in bed with one another, or they're intimately entrenched with one another, whether it's Antifa, whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's the Democratic Party, whether it's Planned Parenthood, whether it's any entity within the military-industrial complex or the political-industrial complex, they are all in bed together. It is an intertwined web of globalist, anti-human, satanic trash, and they all bail each other out, and they all scratch each other, pat each other on the back, they all celebrate each other, and they all propel each other, and then they stand up for each other and defend each other and bail each other out so that they can enact this policy of chaos upon our republic for the sake of weakening national sovereignty as a notion altogether, so they can conglomerate all political power into one globalist new world order, one world government. That is the goal. The goal is to weaken every sovereign nation's government. It's why they hate Russia. It's why they hate China. It's why they hate the United States of America. I'm no particular fan of some of the things Russia does, or certainly some of the things that China does. I don't like communism whatsoever. But the reason the leftists in power in this political class hate national sovereignty so much is because true globalism cannot exist if there is any sovereign nation, because it stands as an example of the way things can be done better, can be done with more justice. And as long as that example exists, they cannot hijack the minds of all the people in a monopolistic fashion. That's what's really going on. They're trying to have a monopoly, not only over all the property that you have, all the money that you have, all the information that you consume, over your soul itself, but they're trying to have a monopoly over your mind as well. That's why this network, InfoWars, has had the slogan for years that there is a war on for your mind, because there is. I mean, it's gotten to the point with Alex Jones where they're not just trying to shut down InfoWars. They are trying to hijack his name altogether. They want to take his personal social media accounts, and they want to claim private property rights over all the broadcasts that we've given away for free, licensed to the public for free for 30 years, so they can scrub the entire internet and memory hole everything or anything that he's ever said, and then do copyright strikes on anyone that uploads any of his content historically throughout history on any account, on any platform whatsoever. They are trying to delete the truth from existing on the technology that we call the internet altogether. And so just as they're in bed with one another and they bail each other out and they scratch each other and pat each other on the back and they help each other out and they conspire together to take over the world in a meaningful, political, and pragmatic way, so they try to hijack the minds of individuals. And you know that they're gaining ground, because we've arrived at a place in our civilization where we're actually losing friends and family over political differences that are not alienating to us. We who understand the truth, who seek the truth, who project and speak the truth to the best of our ability, are willing to be friends and family members with these people that we disagree with. They're the ones that write us off. They're the ones that eradicate us from their lives. They're the ones that cancel us, that subjugate us, that imprison us, that persecute us, that shame us, that refuse to hire us, that fire us, that sponsor the invasion of our country, of our neighborhoods, of our land, the gang takeovers of our apartment complexes. They are attempting to conquer every aspect of humanity itself with the satanic death cult that is leftist globalist policy. And it's working to a large extent. There are just a few places that are fighting the war on the front. There's the Tucker Carlsons. There's the Alex Joneses, there's the InfoWarses, there's the Joe Rogans to a large extent, that are actually making some sort of a meaningful effort to combat this cult of lies that is seeking to just hijack humanity itself, to take the humanity out of humans, so that even as we draw breaths, we are dead, walking dead, literally the walking dead on the surface of this planet. That is what they are attempting to do, and that's why you have to fight like hell. And if you think that the risk of fighting is too great, just wait until you see the risk of not fighting hard enough. If you think it's too risky to come out and tell the truth, or to express your political beliefs, or to express your animosity or antagonism toward this evil, if you're too scared of losing your job or your friends, or Thanksgiving being too awkward with your relatives who are retarded and don't agree with you about blatantly obvious facts of political reality right now, Just wait until you see what happens because you didn't fight hard enough. Wait until you see what happens because you didn't go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air. Wait until you see what the world looks like when there isn't freedom of speech on X, when networks like InfoWars are not only canceled, shut down, and closed, but everything they've ever published is illegal to post on the internet through copyright laws. Wait until you see what the world looks like then. Because the injustice will be so great that, yes, your relatives and friends will finally understand and agree with you. But by that point, it'll be too late because they'll be in food lines, because they'll be starving, because they'll be in FEMA camps. In camps that are well documented. We've showed the reports. We've showed the documents from the highest levels. We've had whistleblowers from the inside come out time and time again on this network, on the various shows, and talk about the camps and the plans and the layouts for the camps. They've literally got sections for recreation and ping pong tables. They've got re-education rooms where they want to educate you on why you're a right-wing extremist. They've got all the details of what basically seems like an outline for an Auschwitz or an internment camp for the Japanese from World War II. All the outlines. And they don't even specifically state in these documents that these camps are exclusive for war zone areas or for foreign wars. They could be applied here to the United States of America. By the time you're going to the camps, it's too late. You didn't fight enough. And even though your family will then understand and your friends will then understand if they're not actually working as Gestapo on behalf of the state, it's too late. So the time to fight is now. Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, I got a story from you from about 8 years ago.
All right.
I used to sell cars at a Toyota dealership. It was a big one, about 20 guys working there. And we'd hang out front waiting for customers, and we'd be talking. And we all had our phones, so I'd listen to InfoWars and stuff and do my fantasy football, stuff like that. Well, anyway, one day I mentioned the word Alex Jones. And one of the guys who was a
all the car alarms just started going off the entire lot.
Oh man! Wait, listen, yeah, and then some. So this one particular guy, I won't say his name, but he had been wounded in Afghanistan. He took an IED through a Humvee and kind of blew his hip off. He was a great guy. I trained with him, and we were friends. But he heard the name Alex Jones, and it seemed to trigger him like a canine dog would be triggered by, you know, kill.
Oh no!
He flipped out. He was coming after me, and he changed his whole face. His whole personality change. It took two guys to hold him back, and I was
even if he had a blown up hip, and it took two guys to hold him back.
Yeah, he was a big guy. He was, you know, about a 5'10", 250-pound bowling ball kind of guy.
Yeah,
and he flipped. He limped around. He could walk, but he limped.
Yeah,
and they had to hold him back, and I was confused. And they said, "What'd you say to him? What'd you say to him?" I said, "I don't know. All I said was talking about InfoWars," and I said Alex Jones, and he flipped out again. And they had to hold him back at the name of Alex Jones, and everybody was freaked out at this point. They dragged him inside. They came back out to me and said, you know, tried to order me not to say it again. And by this point, I'm kind of pissed because I'm like, I'm not going to hold my tongue.
Alex Jones.
So he came back out and he said, well, you know, just don't say that. Don't say. I said, say what? Alex Jones? Again, he blows up. I mean, and they drag him in and they said, you know, we're not going to hold him back again. If you say it again, we're going to let him out.
So what was the deal? And why was he so pissed off?
I think it's because in Afghanistan, I think some of the units to train the soldiers before battle, that's their kill word. These guys are brainwashed, and they use the name Alex Jones.
That was their kill word? Is that what he said, or is that your speculation?
No, that's my speculation because he had no idea. This guy had never heard of InfoWars. He didn't even know why he was triggered by the name of Alex Jones. It really melted him down a bit after that. We didn't talk much after that.
Wow.
So
they used Alex Jones as the kill word. Maybe it's because Alex Jones was so vehemently opposed to the war in Afghanistan. So they just wanted to trigger all the military to hate.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
And I had the same experience with the name David Icke when I was doing a National Geographic episode with a group of Brits. And it was just like, you know, if you say the name Alex Jones, everybody goes, oh, gay frog. Well, as soon as you say David Icke to a bunch of Brits, they go, oh, the queen's a lizard. That's all they know about. That's all they know.
It's so true, though.
It wasn't quite as frightening as the Alex Jones, but the David Icke with them, they didn't want to talk about that guy anymore. So I think that they were high-level people. I think there's brainwashing going on, and these guys are...
That's wild. Well, I heard this year, because we had some people, some whistleblowers that infiltrated Bohemian Grove again this year, some young kids did a great job. Alex met with them up there, and they said that there are still posters all over Bohemian Grove that have Alex's face on them to watch out for him, even, you know, after all these years. Can you believe that?
Wow, I can. I mean, so
you know, you get to work with a guy. We know the guy's a hero. The stress he's under is unbelievable, but it's even a layer deep. So you can ever, if anybody can do anything nice for AJ, do it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Daryl. I appreciate it. Joe in New York. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase.
Yes.
Chase, what do you think about Kamala Harris being endorsed by Putin?
Was the endorsement kind of like serious or was it satirical? Do you think he did it just to harm her?
Well, I think it is satirical. However, I think it might be interpreted as an official endorsement, and it's going against the grain of what Joe Biden, who denounced Putin, had said in the past about him. So I'm just curious to ask what you're asking.
I think it was a troll. I think Putin is just messing with her. You know, I remember when that neo-Nazi in, I think Loomer got it on video, endorsed Joe Biden. Because he's like, yeah, Joe Biden's sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. I love that he's funding the Nazis in Ukraine. It was literally a neo-Nazi. He was a skinhead. And he was like, I support Joe Biden for president of the United States. And that blew up a little bit. And the left says, oh, he was just being sarcastic, you know, to try to make Joe Biden look bad. And I'm wondering about this Putin thing. I think it was a troll. I don't think it was a serious endorsement. Frankly, I don't even think that Putin does any formal public endorsements of foreign leaders. Obviously, Russia has an intelligence community that acts in the interests of Russia and interferes in elections all over the world, just like our intelligence community does. But I just kind of, when I saw that story about his endorsement, I just thought it was kind of a viral anomaly. I didn't really take it very seriously, Joe.
Understood, but I'm just wondering what the outcome is going to be with the controversy coming down the road. Yeah. And one more thing, Chase, could you please tell the monitors to let me post?
Are you banned on Band?
Yeah.
All right. What's your handle? Let me see if I can fix it. I can fix it after the show.
23Shlomo. 23Shlomo. If you can do that, that would be
great. We have some automatic systems in place that sometimes they make mistakes. So I'll see if I can fix that. Thank you for letting me know, Joe. I'll do my best. Will in California. Will, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Love the rant there, last caller. Hey, simple solutions to two problems. We all know election integrity is basically an oxymoron these days. But with RT and free speech, obviously the target in this recent threat of Russian election interference, the solution is simple. One day voting, paper ballots, voter ID. There, problem solved, right?
Done.
Same issue with gun control. Triggers never pull themselves. Prosecute and incarcerate the criminals. Enforce laws on the books. Arm the guards and teachers at the schools. There you go. Problem solved. It's simple, right?
Absolutely, Will. I think it's all brilliant. I love it. And, you know, this whole thing with Tenet Media, I'm reluctant to discuss it because I want all the facts to come out before I say anything. But we have a situation. This is clear already. We have a situation in which we have the Fang Fangs and other Chinese spies, even in the last 10 days, Chinese spies have been charged and arrested for working within democratic actual administrations or actual democratic campaigns. So the left repeatedly over years gets caught employing actual Chinese spies. Our academic institutions get caught repeatedly over years actually employing or enrolling as students Chinese spies, caught over and over again. And then we have an instance where allegedly some Russian individuals are funding a company in America, which then itself pays for influencers to make their own content. And somehow that's an example of Russian collusion or interference. I mean, it's such a stretch, especially compared to the CCP's influence over Tim Walz and Comrade Kamala. It's unbelievable, folks. More calls on the other side. Welcome back to Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. We have 27 minutes left together, and I will be taking your calls for the remainder of the show. Keith in Wisconsin. Keith, what is on your mind?
Oh, hey, Chase, thanks for taking my call. Hey, so yesterday, Alex hit pretty heavy on that Weinstein, I don't remember if it was Brett or Eric, interview with Joe Rogan, speaking about what we've already known, that these Russia and China shots were different than the shots we all got. Well, my mind went immediately to the Deagle report. If you guys remember, it was a depopulation forecast sponsored by,
Yes, I do remember that.
You know, the Rockefellers and all the other bad actors.
Right.
And, of course, you know, on that depopulation report, they don't have any depopulation going on in Russia or China, but they sure do in the U.S. and Canada and Europe and other places that probably got the hot shot.
Yeah, and it's obvious, too, that the fact that China and Russia made their own vaccines, I mean, that was just implicitly, it was a national security decision that they made. And the fact that nobody talks about it is alarming. I'm so glad you called in and reported. We have the Deagle Report, which has been forecasting depopulation to the tune of hundreds of millions for years. They've been trying to make shifts to it and not update it and things of that nature. But I know exactly what you're talking about, and we should all be abundantly alarmed. It's not just the myocarditis that's the issue with these vaccines. By the way, if you did take the vaccine and make a mistake, please get Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get it under the InfoWars MD tab. But it's not just the myocarditis and the heart issues. My dad got the Moderna shot. I think he got two boosters, and he has an AFib problem now. And I told him, I tried to warn him, you know, don't get the mRNA vaccines. None of them were safe, but at least the J&J one wasn't an mRNA one. And we know from history that these pharmaceutical companies don't care at all about your health. We know that they only care about the bottom line. That's why they put in these policies to protect themselves from liability for this experimental medication. That's why Operation Warp Speed had to be conducted in the first place, because the pharmaceutical companies themselves were saying that it's too dangerous for us to get something out that quickly, and they just did it anyway.
Real, just admitting that they were going to use the people as their experiment.
Yes, exactly. And if you go back to what happened in the 80s, man, they killed 10,000 hemophiliacs by injecting them with HIV and hepatitis through the medicine that was supposed to save them. Mothers were giving injections at home to their children and infecting them with HIV and hepatitis, well documented on documentary Bad Blood.
And not to hit too heavy on this Deagle report, but it calls for as much as a 70% decrease in population in the
U.S. Well, look at the Georgia Guidestones, which some hero exploded.
Right, exactly.
A population of 500 million means that 11 out of 12 people in the world are to be killed.
Gotta go, yep.
What the hell? Have they celebrated this? It's so funny, too. It's so funny that they spent so much money having this very special material used for the design of the Georgia Guidestones to ensure that it could survive through like a nuclear explosion or a major, you know, population event, mass extermination event, as they're called by scientists. And those damn things couldn't even make it like, what, 3 decades before somebody wised up and realized they needed to go. And I'm not advocating for breaking the law or anything. You know, it wasn't a good thing that they were destroyed. They should have been dismantled legally. That would have been the right way to do it. But people aren't going to tolerate this depopulation stuff. And the more obvious and clear that it becomes that there is a death cult trying to enlist everyone in it for the sake of mass suicide and extermination and human sacrifice itself, the more obvious it becomes, the more reckless and rowdy those among us will become in response to it, who just don't want to die for no reason. And there's so many of us who would be happy. I don't know if you've ever had this experience before, Keith. But as a kid growing up, and maybe this is foolishness, as just a young boy, when I would watch movies like Saving Private Ryan, when I would watch movies like Braveheart or Lord of the Rings or The Patriot, there was a part of me that just yearned, that just wished I could have had a moment to just display bravery and fight evil face to face, looking the white to their eyes. I just wished and yearned that I could have the opportunity to do that. And now we actually do have that opportunity. It's just through rhetoric and ideas and information. Like, the new war is a keyboard war. The new war is a war for truth. We don't have to fight them in the streets. We don't have to fight them violently. We are doing that which our founders did and our war heroes have done through this keyboard war. And like I was trying to say initially, we are happy to die for what we believe in, but we are totally unwilling to die for some suicide leftist death cult that wants to brainwash us into believing everything that isn't true so that we just enter ourselves into some death pod like they're doing in Canada now through euthanasia. It's unbelievable. What do you think, Keith?
Well, it's only going to get worse the more shots they take, because they're also full of these programmable nanoparticles, which are changing people into even bigger wusses.
I'm not sure about the nanoparticles thing. Please enlighten me, Keith. Why do you think that?
Well, I don't know. You know, they're definitely nanoparticles. Whether or not they're programmable or not, we don't know. But, you know, there's plenty of evidence that they're breaking the blood barrier. And I don't know, a lot of people say that... not just the illnesses, but people are acting different. You know, you watch those goofballs at the DNC and they're clapping like baby seals. You know, I know they were probably not the smartest to begin with, but it almost seems like they're dumber now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I have a conspiracy theory for you. Are you familiar with, I think it's called toxoplasmosis. It's the disease that you get from cats.
No.
So there's this, I think it's a fungus, and the audience will have to correct me if I'm wrong. Joe Rogan has covered this before. This is where I learned about it. There's this disease called toxoplasmosis that you get from cats, particularly from kitty litter. And when animals or insects get infected with this fungus, this parasite rather, it hijacks their consciousness and causes them to behave in irrational ways, jump off of cliffs, eat things they wouldn't normally eat. Like, it literally just installs in your brain, controls you, and makes you do things that are not in your own interest for the sake of helping and benefiting this parasite. It's a real thing. My conspiracy theory is that the reason all the leftists are cat people and the Republicans and right-wingers and patriots are dog people is because they are infected with toxoplasmosis, which is making them irrational and retarded. And that's why these crazy cat ladies that J.D. Vance talks about, that's an accurate characterization of the left. They are all invaded by, I swear to God, look it up.
I will look it up.
Can you put up toxoplasmosis on the screen?
It all comes down to one other thing, too. I mean, it's demon blood. These guys just, it trickles down from the World Economic Forum down to the media, down to the deep state. It just trickles down, this demon blood.
I tell you what, Keith, never date a woman in a hat. Never date a woman with a cat. These are major red flags. And I'm not talking about ball caps or practical hats. The bigger the hat, the crazier they are. I'm telling you.
Especially from Racine.
Yeah, never date a woman from Racine. I tell you what, man. That is the capital of evil hoes. I swear to God, Keith. Michelle in Kansas. Michelle, what's on your mind? Go ahead and click it. Michelle, I can hear you now. What's up?
I wanted to tell you that I was I did take my brain force plus.
Oh, very good. How do you like it?
I really like it. Thank you. And because I watched your commercial, the one you did earlier about it. I can do it. I understood what you were saying. It takes a little bit more. It helps. So I know the thing about the cats. I'm 67 years old.
Yes.
The only hat I have is a beret that my husband's. I don't buy hats.
Do you ever wear it?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Everybody digs it. I really want to wear it.
I hope I didn't offend you with the hat comment. You might be the exception.
No.
Maybe the Brain Force Plus counteracts the hat.
I don't know. It might. Or is Body Ease?
Bodies, yeah, that's good stuff.
But I'm out, so I got to order when I get up from you. But so, yes, I agree with that. And the other thing, too, is, I was around when I actually voted for Bill Clinton. I hate to say this, but...
Hey, a lot of people made that mistake.
I was tired of the Bushes.
Yeah.
And so, but this is... I live in Kansas, and it's a red state. And these women, we'd have a weekly meeting at the hospital for, like, nutrition and all that stuff. and I was a part of it because I helped take care of the elderly.
Yes.
In what's called the swinging bed. Well, if you ask any nurse, she'll remember it if they don't use it. Still, you don't. But it's a beret, and it took me forever to put it on because of Monica Lewinsky. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, she did wear a hat. I tell you what, you think of any crazy woman, whether it's Taylor Swift or Monica Lewinsky or Natalie Portman or whatever, you can Google it, and you can find a picture of them in a fashion hat. And, you know,
yeah, and this is a beret just like my husband had.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I mean, if you're borrowing somebody else's hat, it's just kind of like, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, well, he died, and I got two of them, actually.
Oh, there's perks.
Yeah, there is perks, isn't there? So, and the other thing, so I was listening to all of you guys, and, you know, like I said, I was around when the Clinton thing was going down. I was so angry at that woman that he married because, you know, she was doing this, you know, stand by your man crap.
Oh, yeah. I ain't just some Tammy Wynette standing by my man. I love him. I respect him. You remember that clip?
Yes, I do. And it angered me to death because I have a teenage daughter and another daughter coming up. You want me to teach them that it's okay that they stand by a man who did all of what he was doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was furious.
Well, it's obviously a political marriage. I mean, they married each other for power. It wasn't a genuine arrangement.
No. So when he was governor of Arkansas, I know this gentleman. He actually got busted, so he can't do it anymore. He used to smuggle marijuana in, but his payment was cocaine. And he says, you can't not remember that ring on that hand. Because he was down in Mexico all the time doing cocaine with the cartel.
Clinton was, or the guy that you knew?
No, Clinton. And yeah. He saw him.
Wow,
so
crazy stuff.
It goes that far back. So I just wanted to say that I really adore you guys, and I'm doing all I can.
Well, we love you, too, and thank you for your support of InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, it's really helped me. I'm on disability and in a motorized wheelchair, and I'd like to get the water thing, but that's too much out of one check.
I understand. Well, just save up. It's a good thing to get. It's really healthy. But, it reminds me of that Bible verse, the story, the parable that Jesus told about the woman who gave one penny. I can't remember the name of the coin that was given. And she says that she gave more than anyone else here because she gave all that she had. So any small amount of support. And if you can't afford to purchase something at InfoWarsStore.com and you wish that you could afford to do it, please just share the clips in the broadcast. That's enough, because you're sharing our information, our truth, exposes other people, not only the truth, but to InfoWarsStore.com. And then they may be able to make a purchase because of your share. So we understand that everybody's strapped in this Biden economy. We understand that inflation is rampant and that things are expensive. And though we don't identify our products as expenses, we think of them as investments. If you cannot afford to get something at InfoWarsStore.com, just sharing the broadcast is enough. I appreciate you, Michelle. Let's go to Chris in Dallas. Chris, what is on your mind?
Hey, Chase. I appreciate you and the crew and what everyone's doing at InfoWars.
Thank you.
So just start with that. This is the real Chris Hack on X. So thanks for the opportunity to talk tonight. Just to add to your topic, because of CNN or the criminal news network, my immediate family blames Donald Trump for my uncle's death during COVID.
How did your uncle die?
You know, my uncle was diabetic, so he was already, immune deficient.
How old was he?
He was already overweight. He was probably in his late 30s, early 40s. And, my family claims that because of Donald Trump's unwillingness to roll out the vaccine, that his response time was too slow. Somehow it was his fault.
Wow.
But in reality, this is how crazy it is. It's how crazy the media has gotten it. In reality, my uncle died to medical negligence, right? He was in the hospital for quite some time, but he was in the ICU on a ventilator.
Well, the ventilators killed so many people.
Right. But during transport to rehabilitation, someone accidentally disconnected his trach line or his oxygen tube, right? Which is, in result, what really caused his passing. It had nothing to do with vaccine rollout.
Did they sue for medical malpractice?
Yeah, so that's
so you sue for medical malpractice and then you blame Trump? It's like, whose fault was it? Was it Trump's fault or was it the medical malpractice?
Right. So, like, internally, it's created a divide in the family, right? Majority of the family blames Donald Trump. And then my uncle's side of the family, like, I haven't even spoke to them for some time now. But, you know, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's, you can't even say the T word around the family, right? You can't mention Biden or Harris without there being some type of uproar. So, you know, don't know if it's necessarily a comment or kind of like a, you know, how would you approach this with your family? But I appreciate giving the opportunity to speak, and I always appreciate y'all's coverage.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry that it's happened to your family. There's so much division now. It's just the way that it is. And I think the only real thing you can do about it is just be the best person that you can and try to tell the truth, try to be understanding and respectful and stand your ground. You know, don't concede to the pressure, because this idea of false preference bias, where we pretend to think something we don't really think, perpetuates a fantasy for everybody to live in that is unnatural and counter to reality. And living in a fantasy that is counter to reality is a satanic delusion that only leads to the erosion of civilization. And it's happened time and time again throughout history, example after example available. George in Florida at the top. George in Florida, what is on your mind?
Hey, bye. For all those guys losing family members, there's a line in Heat, and Robert De Niro sitting at the bar, and he said, or maybe it was the Waffle House, whatever, never get involved with something you cannot walk out in 30 seconds or less. And yes, I know he's talking about bank robbery, but my life has been peaceful since 2016.
How did you accomplish that?
I just stood my ground. Now all of a sudden, I don't have anybody calling me. I don't have to hear about Aunt Mary and the cats. I don't have to hear about
those cats again.
No, I'm making a point
there. I'm telling you, it's toxoplasmosis, bro.
Oh, no, it gets worse. My family is a beast in Nebraska. They hang out with Warren Buffett. In fact, I bet Alex's wife actually probably has met my mom or dad, and it doesn't matter how much money you have.
Let me ask you, George, you ever dated a woman that wore a fashion hat?
I am 54 years old. I don't even know what the crap a fashion hat is.
Just a hat that's a fashion statement. Any kind of hat that's just a fashion statement. No practical use whatsoever.
No, I got lucky in life. I married an exotic, hot Panamanian.
Amazing.
That would make Melania Trump like high. And I'm 48. And if you think I'm joking, I'm not.
I believe you, dude. Good job.
Yeah. So it's one of those things. So
how'd you pull that off? Are you just like really rich, or are you just incredibly good looking?
No, I was just a freaking stud in the military, and I pulled it off.
Nice. Down in
America, and I got stuck with her.
I tell you what, would you rather be married to a Panamanian woman or an American woman? Because I hear that American women are just terrible.
There's a song. You already know which one it is, right? Lenny Kravitz.
Which one?
American Woman.
That's right.
There's stories now that we're talking. My rich buddy that is rich, he went down there to buy land in Costa Rica. And I was like, dude, you don't want to go down there. He goes, why? I said, it's going to ruin you.
Yeah, you'll be spoiled by the women. They're so submissive and obedient, and they're hot, and they just want to serve you and take care of you. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. He comes back and he sees a poster of Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I picked him up from the airport. He goes, Catherine Zeta-Jones is not that good looking. I told you,
George. That's great. Let me go to Allie in New York. Allie, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? Is this Mr. Geyser?
This is he.
This is he. I'm in the flesh.
Yes, I'm in the flesh.
My man. I just wanted to ask you, what do you feel about Eric Adams being initiated in Prince Hall as a Freemason?
I don't know much about it, but I don't really care. So the Prince Hall Masons are basically what happened is Freemasonry.
They're
used
vipers,
to,
right?
Well, it used to be like it used to be much more racist, especially in the South. And so the Black Masons got like kicked out, and I believe they formed the Prince Hall line, which is basically like Freemasons for Black people. And it's just until now that like finally the regular Freemasons are even beginning to recognize them. That's the story behind that. But a lot of people that are involved in politics in the Black community join the Masonic lodges.
Do you feel like Eric Adams is working with Israel basically to get out the Chinese agents? And there's like an internal war between Israeli and Chinese intelligence right now, and that's why the aides are getting kicked out, the governor's aides are getting kicked out, Chinese this, Chinese that.
That's a good question. I don't know. I will say that I don't trust Eric Adams, but I don't know the specifics about it. And one of the things is I try to pay attention as much as I can to local politics, but I'm so distracted and focused on globalism that these little stories about local mayors and even gubernatorial issues sometimes get lost in the weeds because I'm so focused on like the Klaus Schwabs and the prime ministers and the king being descended from Dracula that it's like some corrupt mayor gets raided. It's like, okay, he's probably corrupt, you know, but next, you know. So Ali, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I hope everything's going well. Let's go to Len in Indiana. Len, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I got a lot on my mind.
I'm thinking it's about time we hire the bounty hunters.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm for it. You know, I'll volunteer, I think.
I love you, Len.
But there was Kim Clement, August 29th, 2009, and he made a prophecy. Kennedy joins in union with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
To bring unity and the nation to oneness with God.
Yep.
So that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And that blew me away when I heard the video.
I couldn't believe it. Everything that I thought about RFK Jr. was proved wrong in one afternoon.
I know.
You know? I'm happy to admit it. I'm so glad that I was wrong about RFK Jr. I thought he was the CIA plant. Because his campaign manager was former CIA. I thought that was incredibly bizarre. I was thinking that this whole thing was a conspiracy to split the vote away from Trump over vaccine hesitancy among the Trump supporters or former Trump supporters who were upset about Operation Warp Speed. But the fact of the matter is that it was all proved wrong. My concerns and reluctance around RFK Jr. were all proved wrong in one afternoon. It's very clear that he's a genuine American hero.
Yeah, and it's brought so much unity.
Yes.
That it's amazing.
Absolutely.
I got this girl said to me that she might need to find a better man. And my question, Chase, is was Eve trying to make Adam a better man by giving him the fruit from the tree of knowledge?
Man, I never even once considered that. That is mind-boggling. Maybe Eve was committing an act of adultery because she wanted her man to be God. And the only way to make him more like God would be to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And maybe that act of adultery was, maybe that was the first instance of adultery in the Bible, right in that first story. And it totally wrecked everything. That's a very good point. I'm so glad you brought it up, Len. I always love talking to you, but we've only got 40 seconds left. Before we go, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips. Incredible deals every week. All of our deals end rapidly and the new ones come about. Please get Bodies for 25% off. Please get vitamin C and zinc for 40% off. It's got the rose hips. It's bioavailable. We're coming into the fall. I can feel things change even outside here in Austin, Texas. Protect your immune system. Fight for it while it is under attack, while humanity itself is under attack, by supporting it with vitamin C plus zinc and rose hips. So it's bioavailable right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health and your mind and your body, but you're fighting for humanity itself by keeping us on the air at InfoWarsStore.com.